looking at this morning, I said, well, praise the Lord, we have enough people today that we can save the city.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, God told Abraham, he said, if I can find 10 righteous souls in Sodom, I'll save the whole city. We have enough people in today to save the city.
Save
the city.
Save more.
I thank God for his goodness. I thank him for his mercy. Let's look at Exodus today for a few minutes to talk about this morning Christian education, just a review, and then we'll give what the Lord says. I want to encourage everyone today, as we always do, to be in God is a decision that you must make. It is not one that anyone can make for you, even if we wanted to. I'm sure that those of us in whom the Holy Spirit dwells, if we were able to, sometimes people say when it comes to God, you're trying to force religion down our throat or force God down our throat. Well, number one, the first thing, we're not trying to force down anybody's throat is religion. Because religion comes in so many various forms. And we can't force God down your throat, because in order to do anything in God is a decision that you must make. It is not one that can be made for anyone. God is very straightforward about this, and God is a righteous judge and a very fair judge. It's a decision that you absolutely must make, and it's one that God would hope that you would make. And sometimes God will send dire circumstances to get people to choose him. But I noticed that in God, there are many people that the Lord is so sure, because God knows everything.
Yeah.
He's so sure they're never going to change. He doesn't even bother them.
Yeah, that's sad.
And you don't want to be,
yes, I don't want to be
one of the people that God is so sure that you're not going to change. God doesn't even bother you.
Yeah.
David said in one place in Psalms 20, the 73rd chapter, he says, I almost backslid looking at how well wicked people live.
Yes, yes.
He says, I beheld how well people who don't have God, he says, in the earth they live so well.
Yes.
He says, they're not sick. He says, they don't have any hunger. They just do so well in the earth. He said, when I looked at them, I almost gave up myself and said, hey, what's the use?
Yes.
I'm serving God, and they're living better than me.
Yes.
He says, until I went to the house of God and I found out their end. Until I found out their end. And so I encourage everybody today, if you ever think that you're going to try God by doing something, this is what the devil told Jesus when he was tempted. He said, jump off the mountain and if you belong to God, let God send his angels to catch you. Jesus said, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. This is one of the things that when people are waiting to, if God wants me to do such and such, he'll do such and such. You know what? You can go and have that attitude forever.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to being in God, God loves everybody, and he's not willing that any should perish, but God does not force anyone to serve him.
No.
If you're going to be, it's like if my kids were going to make me be their daddy. Make you be my father. You can't do that.
No.
It's not going to happen. So when we look at God, it's a choice we want to make. Look at Exodus, the third chapter. It's a choice we make. And won't be long this morning because I taught this in Christian education, and this is just rehash is still to see Evangelist Watson today. Praise God for you. Understand you won't be with us much longer, but we thank God for you and so glad you're here as long as we're here. Pray the Lord just be with you. But then you know the song that we used to sing, take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. You're going to need him, everywhere you go. And I'm sure wherever you are, God will be with you.
Amen.
Because the Lord won't leave you. Praise the Lord. So I thank God. Exodus, the third chapter, and 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian,
And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb, came to God's mountain. And if you know before, especially if you were in Christian education this morning, you know Moses' life starts off when he's born during a time when Pharaoh is killing all the male babies. And Amram and Yoshua, they throw him into the river, but they put him in there in a basket. And Pharaoh's daughter adopts him and raises him up. And he becomes a prince of Egypt because he lives in the house of Pharaoh. He's educated by Pharaoh. He's brought up to be over the armies. And he does great things in the house of Pharaoh. But in time, there's never a time when Moses does not know that he's a Hebrew. Because he's circumcised. And they know from the very beginning, besides all that, his mother nursed him and weaned him, kept him for a couple of years, so he was probably about three, and then brought him back. So he knows exactly who he is. It's not some great scandal that they uncover at some point in time. Moses is a Hebrew, would you know that? No, they all know that. Mm-hmm. And so in time when Moses really starts to feel the call of God, and he looks upon the suffering of his people because he loves them and he knows who they are, and he goes out and kills an Egyptian, and they run him out of town, or he flees for his life. And Moses is all right with that. He gives that up, and he goes and he lives for 40 years. He moves out and lives out with the Midianites, with Jethro, marries Jethro's daughter. But God is hiding Moses. He has a purpose for him. Now, Ellis Smith, I was thinking about it when I was considering it. You know, during the 40 years that God is waiting for things to change so he can bring Moses back, so Moses can deliver them, he has to wait 40 years before Moses gets to the point and things are favorable to bring him back. Not only that, but he's ready to bring him out. And sometimes I wonder how many things I hold up in God because I'm not ready.
Right. Yes.
And we should all think sometimes, what am I holding up in God because I am not ready? Yeah. Now, don't ever think you're holding up Jesus' return. That's decided.
Yeah.
But what things in your ministry, in your life, what blessings would God give you if you were ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready for everything right now. No, God blesses for God to have glory. So what things are you holding up? So Moses is out here for 40 years, and God already knows who he's going to use to bring Israel out. It's no one sitting up in Egypt because Aaron is already there, but God's not going to use Aaron. He knows Moses. It's like in Jesus' case, was this reason was I born, this is why I came into the earth, this is Moses' job. And God has chosen him for it, but it is still up to Moses whether he will do it or not.
Yes.
It is never taken out of Moses' hands. It is for all of us to have eternal life. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The resurrection of Jesus Christ and the salvation that God gives is for every one of us. The life that God gives, the favor and the grace of God to make life great. You know, if a person will live righteous, because you live in the earth, you're going to have some persecution. But you know what? If you will live righteous, God will bless you and you will have a great life. If you want the assurance, especially if you're young, and you want the assurance that you're going to have a great life, put your life in God.
Yeah.
And God will give you a great life. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. I wish that I could get every young person everywhere to stop taking chances and rolling the dice with their life and put their life in God. Yes, you're in the earth. And yes, there are germs. And yes, there's viruses. And yes, you're going to have bills, and yes, you're going to have all those things. But you have someone who will bring you through.
Yes, yes.
There's a difference between walking in the dark, and walking in the dark with a flashlight.
Yes, there is. Praise the Lord.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
The difference is it's dark, but one of us has a way of seeing, and the other one does not. There's a difference between going through struggles and trials, and not every one of us who has kids. We know better than that. If we're good parents. There's a difference between our kids when they need and kids that don't have parents when they need.
Yes.
There's a difference when you have somebody on your side. You know, that's why I like marriage. Like, I love being married. Yeah. Someone wants to be single forever, let them have at it. But I think marriage is great. It's good to have somebody in the house with you.
Yeah.
You don't have to say a word. You can be in two different rooms, but it's nice having somebody else there.
Yes.
It's a good thing. Two is better than one.
Yes.
And it's good having God. Yes, you're going to have to get a job, because since Adam messed that up, you know, he didn't have to have a job, but you know, he fixed it so everybody else needs one. You know, it's good to, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to pay bills. You're going to have to make it through there. But it's good to have help.
Yes, it is.
And God is a very present help.
Yes.
In time of trouble. God is my help and my strength, my strong tower, my buckler, my shield. The Lord sees me through. There are many things in my young life that if it had not been for God, I wouldn't be here for my whole life.
That's right. Amen.
And much of the Lord has brought me through it, and to say nothing of having eternal life.
Yes.
So Moses, God, when he goes out into Midian, God permits Moses to run from Pharaoh when he kills this Egyptian, because God is reserving him, because God has a time for Moses, and Moses is the sort of person that God needs to do what God needs done. We should all want to be the sort of person that God needs.
Yes.
We should have something about us that God can use, because there's a blessing in it.
Yes.
It's a great way to be. So Moses is out, and he's with Jethro in verse number 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. The angel of the Lord, in this case, when it refers to the angel of the Lord, at any time they bow before him, it is God. It is one of the Godhead. It is either God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. But if it's an angel, they don't bow.
Right.
And angels don't receive any worship.
Yeah.
The only angel that wants to be worshipped is Lucifer.
Yes.
All the other angels know better. You know, if you live in the earth and you're the sort of preacher, pastor, whoever, it's okay if you're the pastor and let the people give you an anniversary. It's okay to let them appreciate you, but don't ever let them worship you.
That's right.
Don't ever let the people's appreciation slip into worship. You know, you get to a point where the people can't get up unless they mention your name, and they talk about you more than they do Jesus. You need to be aware of that. Don't ever let the people worship. Let them give you. Let them, you know, a man, you know, a servant is worthy of honor.
Yes.
Double honor. Let them honor you. Do all those things. But don't ever let them get to a point where they worship you. That's not good. The only person we ever worship is God.
Yes. Amen.
The only person deserving of worship is God. So, the angel of the Lord here refers to God. And Moses is out, and Moses is going about his business, and he's tending the sheep and Jethro's sheep, and he's married to Zipporah, Jethro's daughter, and he's really, if it looks like an evangelist walking, it looks like Moses is quite satisfied to be where he is in life, and it's okay with him if he never goes back to Egypt.
Yes.
And if you remember what Egypt was like when he left, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't be in a hurry to get back there either. And he's coming back, and God appears to him in the Mount of Horeb. And he looks over, he says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And he looked at it, and he says, now this is curious. Sometimes we need to contemplate and say to ourselves, you know, I made it through this, or I made it through that, and this is curious how I made it.
Yeah.
And I need to find out, just now, how did I get through that? And it's not luck.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm so glad that I have something other than luck.
Yes.
I don't even like for people to wish me luck.
Right.
It's not luck I have or need, because I'm not trusting to some unknown, unseen force to work out my life. I don't want your luck. I have God.
Yes.
And God is real, and the Spirit of God is real, and I can depend on Him.
Yes.
Sometimes you and your luck, sometimes your luck is good, and sometimes your luck is bad, and sometimes you don't have any luck at all.
Yeah.
I want God, because God is never bad. He's always there, and He's always good.
Yeah.
How can you believe in luck and not believe in God?
Yeah, that's right.
How dare anyone believe in a rabbit's foot if it was lucky the rabbit should still have it?
Yeah.
Four leaf clover.
That's true.
Yes.
All of y'all, let me get back to this. So Moses, living out here in Midian, and he's coming back home, and he passes by, and he sees this bush is burning. Don't ever think Moses has forgotten about God.
Yeah.
Moses has just found a place where he can live and where he can live in peace, because Moses knows not to go back to Egypt, because Moses has killed an Egyptian. And as quickly as they were with Moses, and Moses was their hero when he was fighting on their side, they all turn against Moses, and they're trying to kill Moses.
Yep. Yeah.
And God is watching, because people will do that. Let me tell you something. The world will turn on you. All you have to do is read, you know, I don't even read the politics. I just read the sports pages and things. I watch just among the athletes. One day they're in favor of one another. Yep. The next day they're not.
Yes.
That's the way they are. That's the way of the world. But God never changes. What he is today, he was yesterday and tomorrow and forevermore. And Moses is out here and he's just living life with the poor. And God says, okay, it's time now. And he shows up in Moses, and he doesn't come and command Moses to return. He wants to see if the person who was sensitive to the Spirit and could be aware of him before he left Egypt still has that quality. Give me a chord. Hey. God wants to see if there dwells in you any awareness of God.
Yes.
So that from time to time you will say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God wants to know if he is still on your mind, so that when things happen from time to time, you will say, that's the Lord.
Yeah.
God wants to see if from time to time, for all of us as we go about our daily life, when things happen, if we will give him the glory and attribute what's happening to God. And Moses sees that this tree is on fire. He's seen many burning bushes on the plain, because lightning strikes on the side of the mountain and sets on forest fires and does all these things. This is not the first time he saw a bush burn, but it's the first time he's seen one burn and not be consumed.
Yeah.
And Moses says, let me see what this is all about. He realizes that this is not normal, and Moses is not lucky. And he doesn't believe in spirits other than the Holy Ghost. And he does something. And it says in 4, and I'm almost finished. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burned. And the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. And God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. I'm done almost. Moses slows down enough to inquire and see if it's God.
Yes.
Sometimes you have people, you don't even want to know if it's God or not. You come out of a great trial and you don't even ever consider that might have been God.
Yes.
You come through a difficult thing and it never crosses your mind, might have been the Lord who delivered me. Or just my lucky day, I guess. No, it was God.
Yes.
And Moses turns. He says, I'm going to see what is bringing this about. And the Lord doesn't have this bush. I love this part. He doesn't put it directly in front of him, Elder Smith, because it would have held him up. And then Moses could have said, like we say, you can't get around God. And I didn't have any choice but to follow God. No, he put it on the side to see if Moses was interested enough to come and find out what's going on here. And Moses turned to the side. And the Lord said, since you came to see if it was me, then I have a need of you. And Moses said, here I am. God will send a word, and he'll speak to the very thoughts and intents of your heart. And he'll answer your problems, and he'll tell you which way to go. And in the heart of hearts, it makes perfect sense. But in the hardened heart, you keep on walking and say, well, it'll catch on fire after a while. But those of us who are sensitive to the Spirit, and when I say that, I'm not just referring to since we've been saved. There was a point where we had to turn to God. And when the message came and said, you need the Lord on your side, we thought enough, because we didn't think enough of God, but we thought enough of ourselves to say, yes, I do need the Lord on my side. When you get saved, the only person on your mind being saved is you. You're not glorifying God at the time.
You yes. just want to do what's best for you. Yeah, and that yes. works for God.
Yes, yes.
Because there is nothing greater for anybody than God.
Right.
And when he talks about salvation and saving you, it ain't God I'm saving, it's me.
Yes, yes. Y'all don't need saving, yes. That's right.
Moses sees a miracle.
Yes.
When you see a miracle, you ought to turn to God.
Yes.
When things change in your favor, you ought to turn to God.
Yes.
God is not going to hinder you from... You know, if you're waiting on, God has a stopper for every one of us. You say, well, I'm going to stop doing it when God makes me stop. God has a stopper for you. It's called death.
Yes, yes, amen.
When God gets tired of you using drugs, you die.
Yes.
When God gets tired of you drinking, you die.
Yes.
When God gets tired of you acting a fool, you die.
Yes.
When God gets tired of you doing anything, he withdraws his mercy, his answer is death.
Yes. Yes.
But if you want to have God and live, then he has another answer for you. It's called repentance.
Yes. Yes.
You change your mind and you decide you're going to be in God. But don't ever dare God to stop you from doing anything.
Yeah.
God just tired of me doing such and such and such. He'll let me know. Yes, he will. But then we'll roll you.
Yeah.
You say roll you in here, but now most of you don't even in churches.
Yeah.
Then you have to pay consequences. Mm-hmm. Moses is walking by everybody's head.
Yes.
If you ever read 1 Thessalonians, I won't go to it now because I've already told you the name, but that was the second scripture. Paul says to the saints in Thessalonians, he talks about them and how great they are in God. And he says their testimony is that they turned from idols to serve the living God. God needs for people to turn. See God, you need to turn. When Solomon is praying, God tells me, he says, if the people will turn. He didn't say he was going to turn them from their wicked ways. He said, if they will turn from their wicked ways and seek his face. He says, if I will turn, if you get me to turn, get you to turn from my wicked ways and seek his face, he says, I'll heal the land. In other words, I'll work out whatever's wrong. No matter what it is, if you'll seek my face and turn through your wicked ways, you turn, not me turning. I think people think sometimes, you know, Paul wrote another place, he says, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You don't want God to turn you, you want to turn. You want the Lord to give you the opportunity to turn. Whatever you're going through now, that's not God. Even if you're saved, you got the Holy Ghost day. When the Lord points it out, when the day you hear his voice, and he says, change, you need to turn. You don't want God to turn you.
No, you don't.
You don't want God to bring you to the point where you because if you have the if you have that mindset, okay, I'll see if you get, you still won't obey God.
No.
You think you will,
but you won't.
There's some people I've seen that are sick as they can be. They have cancer, they have a lot of things. You think by then they turn to God, but they don't. Just don't have the mind.
Yes.
And then there are those who die in sin who weren't planning on dying.
Yeah.
Nobody is. Yeah. I encourage everybody today. Allow the Lord to come in. Let the Lord turn you.
Yes.
Please have your way in my life. Have your way.
In my life.
Please have your way
in my life.
Everybody, oh Lord, have thy own way in my life. Have thy own way in my life. Have thy own way in my life. Oh Lord, do something good. In my life, do something good in my life. That's a nice song to sing, isn't it? It's cool. Don't you want God to do something good in your life?
I do.
No shame in that, is there?
No.
There is no shame in asking God to do something good in your life. Do something good in my life. Oh, Lord. Paul's advanced. Damascus, you want God to do something good in your life? Sing with me. Do something good in my life. Something good in my life. I said Damascus, I'm in error. Do something good in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your great grace work with you. Pardon our sins and forgiven us and washed us and cleansed us, O Lord, and heal us. Brought us out, Lord, touched our minds. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how you've seen us through your great grace and your great mercy, O God. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. God bless Evangelist Watson today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you're a faithful servant, oh God. God bless her in Jesus' name. Lord, as you have always kept her, oh God. Lord, as you have found her faithful, oh God. Putting her in the ministry and the gospel, oh God. Lord, I pray that you keep her, the Lord, and says your word, he that has begun a good thing in us is able to perform it to the day of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that all the days of our life, Lord, goodness and mercy, Lord, that she will dwell in the house of the Lord. Goodness and mercy shall follow her. Lord, watch over her, Lord, and keep her angels all around her. Lord, protect her and keep her strong and keep her in her right mind, O God. No matter which way she should go or what she should do, O God, Lord, you will always be there. Lord, you are her stone tower, her buckler, her shield, O God. Lord, you are a rock of defense. Lord, a house of salvation. Lord, keep her in Jesus' name. Lift her up, Lord. Encourage her heart from this day and every day, oh God. Lord, remind her, Lord, that you're on her side, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, she has the testimony that if it had not been for you, oh God, Lord, she would have been caught in the snare of the fowler. But Lord, by your might and by your power and by your spirit, Lord, she remains steadfast and unmovable. Lord, bless her in Jesus' name. Keep her all the days of her life. Lord, and we'll glorify you. Lord, bless the master. Anointed in Jesus' name. Lord, as he reads about the things of God, the places of God, Lord, invite the eyes of his understanding and cause him to understand. In Jesus' name. Give him the revelation of the word and of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless these two in the name of Jesus. Touch them in their bodies. Heal to Mary's and anoint Aram in Jesus' name. Keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep them in the love of Christ. Lord, put the love of God deep into their hearts. Anoint them for the cause of Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Bless the court. Bless sorrow, God. Keep them in the love of Christ. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, keep all of us old people. Lord, I pray, Lord, you've kept us by your grace and by your power and by your might, Lord. Evermore, Lord, let us be yours. Lord, bless Tiangela today and India today, oh God. Lord, bless Sister Nancy today, oh God. Lord, Elder Elsie and Sister Elsie, oh God. Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, bless Dave today. Minister Smith Kentucky. Lord, bless Elder Jenkins today. Lord, bless all of us. Lord, Elder Smith, Elder Reed, Bishop Smith. Lord, everybody in the house of God, all of us in the household of faith. Lord, bless them. Brother and Sister Griffin, Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. Bless their whole house. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God, you've come our way. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor. Lord, keep Ella Robinson. All the Robinson family, Lord, as they go through after losing Mother Robinson, Lord, comfort their hearts and keep them in the love of God. Bless Sister Gamble. Lord, Sister Gamble needs a house and she needs some things worked out. Lord, let it be done unto her. Give her a great miracle. Move on her behalf. Lord, as we've seen you do for the other young women and young men in the house of God. You've done it for Shonda, India, but you've done it for Crystal. You've done it for so many. Now it's her turn, oh God. Lord, move on her behalf. In the name of Jesus. Lord, and we'll forever, Lord, bless your name. Give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can be seated. The Lord is going to show up.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
The Lord is going to show up. He always shows up. God always shows up.
Yes, he does.
It's up to you whether or not you give him some time.
Amen.
He always shows up. It's up to you whether or not you turn to hear what he has to say.
Amen.
God is always tapping you on the shoulder. It's up to you. It's like Samuel, isn't it, to me? The Lord came to Samuel to call Samuel's name, and what Samuel had to do? Eli told Samuel, he said, next time God shows up, what are you supposed to say?
Here am I.
Say, here am I. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
God is always coming because God is faithful.
Yes.
As long as you have a mind and ears, as long as you're able to hear, God always shows up.
Yes.
It's whether or not you recognize it's God or is it just a bush on fire.
Amen.
You make up your mind. Is it just a bush on fire, a lightning strike, or is it God?
God, amen.
Well, I know it's God.
Amen.
So I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God for all of you. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back on Tuesday night in Bible study for an hour. Encourage everyone to come. Like, have the young people come out if you have time on Tuesday night and want to get into a little bit. We were talking more or less about the angels that Paul talks about in Hebrews. And if you come out, we'll talk about that for about an hour.